And on the second half of today's episode of El Paso Primetime, I'm pleased to be joined by cast members of The Diary of Anne Frank being done at the El Paso Playhouse, opening next Friday, actually. With us this afternoon, Edith Velasco, who plays Mrs. Van Dunn. Jesse Irwin plays Alfred Diesel. Alfred Dussel, and Christine Ambriz is in town. She is here as the director of The Diary of Anne Frank. Welcome to El Paso Primetime.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Okay, so let's get down to the meat of the matter by asking you first, Christine. Choosing to do The Diary of Anne Frank, is this a daunting task to assemble the cast?
It was, especially with the younger roles. It was tricky trying to decide whether you go with an age-appropriate actor. Will they be strong enough to portray such a strong character? Or do you go a little older and kind of dismiss believability for a moment? So that in itself was tough at the beginning. And then after that, it's just playing with what you got, you know? Because you kind of have to just work with the actors you get. And I think I've been blessed and lucky that the actors that I've gotten to play the characters are just great and wonderful at it. They've really worked hard and done some research and really worked on their characters.
It's an intriguing cast. It's an intriguing play based on the Broadway play, based on the movie, based on the real life of Anne Frank. So when you approach your roles, and I'll just open it up to the both of you. When you approach your roles, do you go with history? Do you go with your personality? Or do you mold it into a combination of the two? Whomever.
So we discussed this quite a bit. This was a tough one for several reasons. One being that it was an actual historical event. But it's seen through the eyes of a young girl. So the way that she portrayed that was something you had to take into consideration. And then that was taken and put into a movie, like you said, and then into a play. So there was all these interpretations. So by the time it got to us, it's quite different than the actual historical event. Mm-hmm. So you try to roll in a little bit of that historical person, that real person, mixed with all these interpretations of playwriters, of Anne Frank herself. So that was kind of a challenge, but that's kind of what we discussed from the very beginning, is kind of finding a nice balance between all of those.
How do you approach a role like this, knowing full well, number one, that you've already had your seasoning doing other productions over the years, and now you're in the midst of a production that in El Paso has actually been done a couple of times, but rolling into it, how do you put yourself into the involvement of the development of the character as you go along?
I think you just start from the beginning and just grow with the characters themselves. I think that's one of the great things that the show has, is it's in the span of 2 years. You see these characters grow. And as he was saying earlier, Jesse, there's the historical person, and then there's the character that's been given to us in the script. And you kind of try and find a balance in both of them. And then from there, you see them grow, and you see the different layers to them. And you kind of peel those layers back so that they're not just one-dimensional characters. Mm-hmm. They have different sides to them. And I think that balances well with the actors. The whole process from the beginning to the end, you start sort of meshing with the characters. Mm-hmm. And it helps you grow as an actor as well.
Okay. In this particular production, I know we've had discussions like this as I've gone through trying to design your sound for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we talked about was the absence of an accent. a smart move, I think, just simply because of where we are in terms of the world. It's probably a lot easier to relate to your audience and the audience to relate to you rather than to try to put a spin on the accent. So when you take that element out, now you have your full complement of your acting ability. So, Edith, when you go into this role of Mrs. Van Dunn, knowing that Mr. Van Dunn is kind of like the yin to your yang, how do you get into your role and keep it for the duration of the show?
Well, again, it's going back to who Mrs. Van Dunn was in terms of history and who Anne describes. And because Anne is going through her teenage years and being a little defiant with her own parents, you know, she has a different opinion about different people that she lived with in the annex. And so mixing those two, you kind of get an interpretation of who Mrs. Van Dunn was. And a particular challenge in the play is that Anne is somewhat very similar to Mrs. Van Dunn. They both want attention. They're both dramatic to a certain degree. And so the importance is to kind of balance each other out. And I have a responsibility not to like upstage Anne.
Okay. Is that difficult at times, especially working when you work with a script and in rehearsal, all of a sudden that the alpha starts to overtake the character? Is it easy to control or is it hard to control at times?
It's easy to control, I believe, because it's my first time acting. And so I've taken a lot of direction from our director in order to keep that balance.
Well, congratulations. Yeah, I know the feeling very well. At least you're not doing Shakespeare. The challenges that are set forth for you not only it's not a limitation, but certainly is a challenge to be able to portray an accurate description of a diary of a 13-year-old going to 14, 15, finally 16 before the final entry is done. So when you get to the last part of the play, Christine, and you know that this verbal crescendo that's on that stage is about to happen, how do you paint the portrait accurately so that the audience really gets involved rather than to just sit there and absorb it?
I think we're actually having trouble with that scene because it's just – it happens so quickly in the script. It's just described as the scene starts with the adults playing cards at the table and the kids washing strawberries in the attic. And they're having fun. They're enjoying themselves almost without a care in the world, despite of their circumstances. And then out of nowhere, we have three men come in. And it's pretty much the end for them. So trying to work with what the script gave us and then seeing how it's been portrayed in films before and how you read about it in books and just trying to, like, give it that impacting feel to it while at the same time trying not to be too overdramatic. Mm-hmm. It's all about balance, really, and it's just working off of that, the little moments where, okay, you can play with this and you can maybe pull take it back a little, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough scene. It's going to be a tough scene to perform.
Right.
And for the actors for the audience members to see, because they've been sitting for 2 hours now, falling in love with these characters or perhaps not liking them too much. And at the end, they're going to see them being taken away, you know? It's a story everyone knows. Everyone knows how it ends. And you're kind of not anticipating that end too much, right? Especially, like I said, because you start liking the characters, you start liking the actors, you start falling in love with them. and that end is coming along and you're just like dreading it. It's a very difficult scene. It's going to be interesting.
Edith, Jesse, Christine, thank you so much for coming in and having a nice chat about The Diary of Anne Frank. It opens next Friday. All that ticket information will be up on our website, ktep.org. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.